So today, Mr. Hashem, we will try to get into the different shitas for Kibush Yachid. This is a very interesting topic in Shas, coming up here and in other places as well. So we have the Braisa that states regarding Surya, that there are three ways in which Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, three ways in which it's like Chutz Laaretz. The Braisa goes on, Afra Tamei, it's Chutz Laaretz, Gabi Avadin, and also Gabi Gitin, it's Kechutz Laaretz. On the other hand, it's like Eretz Yisrael as far as Chi of Maisur Shvius. There's also a way in which you can enter and it won't have the Tumas Eretz Amin. The Gzeira was limited. It was only on Gusha, not on Avira. That was seen on the days. And finally, the Inyan Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Gabi Kone, Sadeh V'Surya. So now the Gemara goes by one as far as the Inyanim that it's like Eretz Yisrael. And it says, Chayevis Maisu Shvius Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, Kasavar Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. So the Shita of this Tana, this Braisa, is that Kibush Yochid counts as Kibush. And we explained yesterday, the Inyan of Kibush is what's necessary to endow the area with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now, within this idea that Kibush is Mekadesh, we should notice that there are really two categories. There's the category of land that was within the promised area given to Avraham Avinu, and we discussed the Gvulim of Parshas Maaseh, which certainly is all part of that. We also noticed, and this is more the fine print, that L'chaira, there are areas that would be covered by the Gvulim in Parshas Lech Lecha, Bris Ben Absarim, that are beyond that of Parshas Maaseh, even though you'll see the Lishonos and the Rambam and the Nosikim keep talking about the Eretz Shenitna L'Avram, but L'chaira, it's not exact, it's more limited. For sure, Eva HaYarden is not included in the Gvulim of Maaseh. It only's talking about the other side, it's talking about the side on the west side of Eva HaYarden. It doesn't include the lands of Edom, Ammon and Moab, which were part of the 10 nations mentioned to Avraham Avinu. But even more than that, as I noted from the Sefer Eretz Chemda, if you look more carefully at the northern point, for example, L'chaira, the northern point in Parshas Maaseh we saw earlier in the Amud is Har HaHar. And yet what it says in Parshas Lech Lecha is Minahar Mitzrayim, that's the south. That could correlate somewhat with Nachal Mitzrayim, but it says also Ad Hanar Hagado Nahar Hanar Pras, which is seemingly much further north than Har HaHar. Again, it's a little bit complicated to figure out the geography, but certainly if you look at a map, it would seem that way. Which means that there are areas that are more mitzumtzum in Parshas Maaseh, and then you have to know what to make of that. It's not just Parshas Lech Lecha, by the way. Parshas Mishpatim also says, Tosis quoted the pasuk earlier that we saw in Tosis Rabbi Yehuda, "Bishatias kvulcha miyamsu biyadim plishtim umimidbarat hanohar." So Nahar Pras seems to be in some way a border of Eretz Yisrael, and Parshas Maaseh doesn't quite show that. So there's different mahalchim in how to understand it. It could be that it has to do with Asid Lavo. It could also be maybe that had it not been a Chet HaMeraglim, that would have been part of the conquest. Pasuk in Parshas, again, I don't want to get too much bogged down in this, but it's something if you want to write a paper about it or be ma'ayin, I'd certainly be willing to look at it and comment on it and so on. It's a very interesting inyan, and again, I'll give you some armakomos if you wish. But Lemaisa, the Pasuk says in Parshas Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them we have to move on from Har Sinai. The Lashon Pasuk is that you should go, but Pnu Su'ulachem Uvo Harho Emori Ve'Kosh Shechenav. That was the Rashi I quoted yesterday, Amun Movis Harseir, that would have been part of the conquest. And then it says, Ad Hanor HaGadon HaPras. So clearly there was a mandate, at least mentioned here in Devarim, that they should conquer Nahar Pras, till Nahar Pras. Also Pashas Ekev at the end, that the Pasuk you did look at, says, Ko HaMok M'shidru Tiduch Kafragichem Bolechem Yeh, Min HaMidbar V'Halevanon, Min HaNohar Nahar Pras, Ad HaYamachal Yeh Gvulchem. So again, how to square that exactly with Parshas Maaseh is not simple. Certainly Parshas Maaseh is more mitzumtzum in certain obvious respects, but even in less obvious ways as well. Bottom line is, there is a mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. All that's mentioned in Parshas Maaseh, which also obviously is part of Nitna Le'Avram, is part of the mitzvah's Kibush. When the Kibush is done, the Kedusha is endowed on this land with Hilchus Mitzvahs to his Ba'aretz. There's another halacha, which is part of the pasuk in Parshas Ekev of Kol Hamakom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem Bolechem Yiyah. And this is halacha that kibush can be mekadesh even areas beyond the mandated area, beyond, you could say, the gvulim of Parshas Maaseh. Now already, maybe even beyond the gvulim of Avraham, but this is again when you have to look at the fine print. Pashta Surya would be within the mandate of Avraham Avinu, I would think. Pashtas, if it's Avraham Naraim and Avraham Sova, it's north of Har Ahor, but it might still be not as far as Nahar Pras being the north. So again, that's part of the question. But seemingly for our purposes, Surya would be beyond what would be the normal area that we would say is what the Torah is mandating kibush. So we post Chatam Araglin, okay? And yet, says the Torah, Lachem Yiyah. If Chal Kedusha on that land as well. Okay, this is what Rashi quotes. Even if you want to conquer other areas beyond, right? Is it? No, it's not Rashi. Doesn't quote it, but it's a Sifrei. So now we have to understand what exactly was the problem with Kibush Surya of David HaMelech. These areas were conquered by David HaMelech, and the Gemara labels it Kibush Yachid, and because we say Shmei Kibush, this is why it's Chai B'Maisa U'B'Shvi'is. So what exactly is Kibush Yachid, and why does Surya fail the test in that regard? At least according to one shita, and the other shita says it's okay. Shmei Kibush. That's what we have to figure out. So we start with Rashi, we go to Tosis, and then Mitzvah Shem the Rambam.
Doesn't the Kesavisha say that the reason why Ram holds to the decision is because of the fact that Suri is in the Arish and the Avraham?
Yeah, this is why I'm saying I don't know what to make of all those sentences. L'chera, it's puzzling to me. I know it's out of Parshas Maaseh's reach, that's for sure. I don't know the answer. I was looking a little bit on my own with Rav Yisraeli. I can't tell you exactly the geography. Aram Naraim, Aram Sova, Damesek, these areas that the Rambam mentions, Nahar Paras, you have to really do more investigation. It's also possible, I'm not commenting for sure, but Rav Yisraeli already points out, it could be that although the Kesef Mishnah lived in Eretz Yisrael, it's harder to say this. The Ramban did as well, but he went there at the end of his life. But there are times that the Rishonim had a certain picture of where things were, which did not match up to the Metzius. The Ramban himself was Chozer and Chumash on something regarding Kever Rachel. He writes, Ata, that I came to Eretz Yisrael, I realized, and he says, a new pshat called Barom Anishma based on that. The Ramban was willing to be molded that he thought one pshat, and then he realized it's different. So, and then Ramban says something about Nahar Pras that Israeli thinks doesn't seem to match. He says, Ofrani Tachas to Ramban, but it doesn't seem to match up. I was mentioning to Aaron and Baruch Noam that I can show you where he says this. I certainly don't know what to say. Surya was not Parshas Maaseh. Maybe Surya was beyond Avram. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Clearly, it did not fall within the mandate of the initial kibush. Yet, it does fall within Lachem Yiyah. But the issue might be the sequence, as we'll see in the Sifrei quoted by Tosfos. But before we get to that, what did Rashi say? What was the drawback in David's kibush of Surya? So Rashi here, and many other places, says something quite similar with Vilash and Rashi. Kibush Yachid, the kibush Yachid of David, Shalohayu Kol Yisrael B'Yachad, Kederach Shahayu b'kibush Yehoshua, Shahayu Kulam. So one Rashi seems to be putting two things together in terms of the Yachid versus the Rabbin. Rashi says, Kibush David, it wasn't a conquest that was accomplished by everybody done by everybody. It wasn't a kibush of a Rabbin. Unlike Yehoshua, Kederach Shahayu b'kibush Yehoshua, Shahayu Kulam. In other words, Yehoshua and those who went out to fight, that's called the Klal Yisrael. The Rabbim were doing the conquest. They were actually the fighters. David wasn't a kibush, a mechama of everybody. It was David. David's waging the mechama. David and whatever the soldiers he sent out. Kibush Yehoshua was a kibush of a Rabbim. But Rashi continues. Rashi says, Shayakulam, the kavshua litzarech kol Yisrael, and it was conquered on behalf was of Utsora Harabin, was for the Klal Yisrael. Kodim Chilkua, before Kodim Chiluka. before it was actually divided. Now, we have to know what Rashi means by that. A couple of reasons, the difficulty. What does Rashi mean in Svara? Kodim Chiluka, because the kibush before Chiluk is for everybody. Once you do a Chiluk, now if a particular Shevet is going to go ahead and take their shear, it's not for a Kal Yisrael, it's for that individual Shevet. So that would make it kibush Yachid. So, but why was Yoshua considered to be not kibush yachid? Two things. It was everybody doing the kibush, and it was with sorech kulam. Now, of course, the obvious question we're going to ask is, but look at the end of Sefer Yoshua, beginning of Sefer Shoftim. There were many shvatim that only took their claim, their share of what was the chalukah after Yeshua passed away. Gchera, it was Acha Chalukah, and obviously that's not Kibush Shachri either. So how could Rashi say the Kibush was called the Chalukah? There was some part of the Kibush was before, but there was some elements of the Kibush that were afterwards. So what could Rashi mean? I understand the Svara. It's called with Sorech Rabim only because if you didn't divide it yet, then everything you're taking and seizing is for the Klal. And then you could apportion the land for each Shevet. So then you divide it up. That's the Chiv. But Lamai said there was Kibush that was going on afterwards until the time of David. But certainly beginning of Sefer Shoftim, there were still areas that were not yet taken over. So Mestama the Pshat has to be here, but that's called a Hemshech of before. In other words, since the Ikur Kibush began before the Chalukah, the 7 years of Kibush, and then they conquered as much as they conquered. And then they did a Chalukah. Then whatever kibush happens later, even though it's set technically after chalukah, but it's really a hemshach of the original kibush of before. So that's called the tzorech. It connects to the original kibush, and therefore it's kibush for everybody. So notice Rashi said 2 points. Yoshua, there was a kibush of the rabbin for the rabbin. What was the drawback of David? Avo David lo kabash el tzorcho. What is the problem with David? It was for not Avor Kal Yisrael, it was for him. What is the issue? Is the issue is with Sorech Rabim versus with Sorech Yachid, or is it that the war was the Kal Yisrael versus the Yachid waging the war? It's hard to know in Rashi. What is, there's two conditions, seemingly there's two things on both sides. Like, because Yoshua, everybody fought, and it was for everybody. David, presumably it was more of a smaller group, was a Kal Yisrael Mechama, and it was for the sake of Litzarcho. Look at Rashi and Rashi and Memzayin Amid Aleph. See, Rashi says here Litzarcho, that means it was only for himself, for his own needs, to be expansive, to have more borders, to have more people that were subservient to him. Rashi and Rashi, the bottom of Memzayin Amid Aleph, Kibush Yachid, David Kibsha, Velo Hayu Kal Yisrael Sham, Vehi Aram Sova. So what's the focus of Rashi there? L'hayu kol Yisrael sham. Means that the Muhammad was waged not with everybody. Yeshua was leading the Kal Yisrael. Okay, it doesn't mean every single member, but it means it was representing everybody. Everybody was fighting. It was a Kal Yisrael Muhammad. David l'hayu kol Yisrael sham. So it comes out there really are two nekudos that differentiate, but the question is, what if you have one without the other? Which side are you going to put it on? Let's say you have a yachid doing the battle with Sorech Rabin. Whether we have Rabin doing the battle with Sorech HaYachid. So do you need two conditions to call it Kibush Yachid? Other than that, it will be fine. It has to be because it was two strikes. It was David that wasn't Kol Yisrael Sham. It wasn't a battle for everybody. And it was with Sorecho. But if you have one or the other, it would be enough. One without the other would be enough to be Kibush Rabin, or the other way around. Kibush Rabin, to make it that it's a valid kibush, you need to have with Sorech Kol Yisrael and Kol Yisrael. There's also another Rashi in Avodah Zarah that adds another point. What does Rashi say in Avodah Zarah? Surya Ram Sova Usmuchal Eret Yisrael the Kibsha David the Chibra Rifushas Eret Yisrael Shlo Al Pi HaDibur. Meaning it wasn't with the Sanhedrin. I guess that would have made it. That would have made it what? With Sorech Kol Yisrael, or yeah, the ubelo shishim ribo. Without shishim ribo, but karei kibush yachid. In other words, it wasn't with all Kol Yisrael. So again, it's hard to know how to be machbiya in the Rashi. Rashi is sort of bringing two different points. You want to say, Josh? That they didn't fight. No, they got that. That's that. I don't know if they call. I mean, the kibush was Kai Yisrael's conquering Sichon and Eretz Sichon. The kibush of that land was certainly a kibush rabbin, because that was the battle against Sichon. Everybody fought it.
Right. See, why they had to come in? Davka, they should.
Oh, why they had to come back to fight? Ah, that's why Moshe insisted that they had to agree to the condition. It sounds like Moshe just wanted him not to dishearten everybody else. You're saying at another point, they're saying to be called Kibush Rab. Okay, nice. The interesting thing in Rashi, you see that this condition of Kibush, being Kibush Rabim, and as opposed to Kibush Yochid, according to one man, and not being good, is not halacha within the land of Lachemiyah beyond the borders. Within the borders, in other words, we're talking about the land Shenitna Lavram, that the Torah delineates in Parshas Maaseh, and Rashi still has to justify it by saying that the Mechemes Yehoshua was Klal Yisrael, Shishim Ribo, as opposed to David not being Shishim Ribo. It was Tzorach Klal Yisrael, it was Kodem Chalukah. All this is because even within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, but for the kibush to be mekadesh successfully, you needed to be kiddush rabim according to one mandama, and without that, you wouldn't have the kibush work even on the land shenitna levram. This is according to Rashi. Yeah. Here Rashi says good sarcho and doesn't emphasize the lack that it was not shishim ribo.
Right. The other one.
Right. Even Rashi here says, in other words, how does Rashi differentiate one from the other over here? David, it actually says both things too, because the beginning of the Rashi, look, David lo hayu kol Yisrael biyachad. And then he ends, see, you really have 2 points by David and 2 points by Yeshua, except that by Yeshua, Rashi says it together. David, he sort of puts one at the beginning of the Rashi, one at the end of the read again the Rashi. Kibush yachad, David shalai kol Yisrael biyachad. So what is the problem of David's kibush? That it wasn't kol Yisrael sham. That's like Rashi says in Mimzayit. And Rashi ends by saying, lo kavashel l'tzarcho, that it was not for kol Yisrael. So you mean that David had the two drawbacks making it yachid. It was not everyone together at the Milchama time. It was only a segment of Kai Yisrael that were being represented in battle, in taking the battle, going out to battle. Yoav took whatever he took, but it wasn't a Kai Yisrael battle. And then it was with Tzarcho, not for everybody. And then in the middle of the Rashi, it says, as at Keder Shev Yeshua, Sheikulam V'Kavshu, it's all Kai Yisrael. So again, I don't know what to make of the fact that Rashi seems to be two things on one side, two things on the other side. What if you had one and not the other? What if you had a wasn't Kol Yisrael biyachad, but was Avur Kula? Was one, it was not everybody, was or the other way. Let's see, was Kol Yisrael Avur Achelk of Kol Yisrael? What would be then? What?
Does Rebbe see on Mem Zayin that's two
things? No, and Mem Zayin Rashi just says the point of Avur Kol Yisrael Sham, that would differentiate it from Yeshua in terms of.
Right, so
of having him, that would just be one akud that would but the fine. Rashi here emphasizes litzorcho, litzorach kulam. That's why Rashi says kodem chaluka. The kodem chaluka is relevant for which point?
Right.
Wait. The kodem chaluka is relevant for which point? So, right, because had it be after chaluka, Rashi is suggesting that that's called litzorach only a portion for the people who are going to take it. But if it's the kodem chaluka, it's for everybody for the pot, right? And then we'll do chaluka afterwards. We had a kasha. Lemaisa, the Metzius was that there were people conquering afterwards. Okay, well, we have to know how to miyasha that. But Rashi says that kodem chaluka, otherwise it wouldn't be litzorech, the rabbin. After chaluka, it's litzorech for individuals. That's what David would be.
Rashi, by us, only compares it, like the chisaron in it, to Yeshua with regards to the fact that it was not in the pure number of people, not the fact that it was litzorach. Right, he only says, right, kmo Yeshua, right, he was Yeshua, shayukula.
No, but it was also tzorach kol Yisrael. This is both things.
But
shayukula, v'shikimshu, tzorach kol Yisrael. Both things by Yeshua.
But Rashi Mem Zayin only says that the number of people, something.
Right.
Can't we say that Pashas is that the fact the number of people is megala to us whether it was a tzorech or not a tzorech. But if you're going to war by yourself, how could you ever call that a tzorech rabbin?
Not call yourself some, but with a tzorech everybody.
Why isn't everyone there if it's really a tzorech everyone? Didn't everyone want help?
Maybe the fact that he only brings one of the factors, that's
going to
be a riot.
That's the kobeah.
What does Ari bring to the
In that Avodah Zarah, what's the lesson over there again? Well, it says both.
What's the idea, boy?
Shalom, Pia Diba, below Shishimiba. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it clearly, again, according to Rashi, the issue is relevant even within the area where there was a mitzvah's kibush that they had already been given. It's not within, you know, it's the etzim and kibush itself. What does Tosfos bring from this sefer? Kibush yachid, pirush bekuntres. So lahayu l'sham kol yisrael biyachad, kimo bekibush Yosua. They weren't all together by David like Yosua's time. Vikavshu l'tzarchum. Again, both points. Avo David lo kavashel l'tzarcho. That's how Rashi ends. Says Tosfos avo b'sifrei mefarish tamacher. It's so pashas vaya ekev. Sefer gives a different explanation, different answer, different reason for David for Surya. Pashtas Tosfos means Pshat and Kibush Yachid. In other words, and the problem of Kibush Yachid is not what Rashi said, it's something else. What is it? The Mashma Fi Shalohoi Sadayin Ko Eretz Ro Kibusha. Because David is doing his conquest of Ram Narayim Amritsova when Eretz Yisrael wasn't yet completely conquered. And that's the drawback. That's the drawback called Kibush Yachid. Kidar Minun Hasam. You haven't yet driven out the people in closer to your own palace. So you haven't taken them out. There was maybe a promise that they made Tavi Melech involved, whatever it was, but he couldn't feel justified in doing that. And meanwhile, what are you doing? Now you're going and beyond those borders. Says Tosis, however, Avo Acha Shekol Yisrael Kavshuhu. But once you would have the kibush on every part of Eretz Yisrael, there's a basis to be able to have the kibush go beyond that and be mekadesh dorish ha'asam yidosiv. Kol makom asher tidroch kaf avichem bolachem yiyeh, shekol masher yikovshim mechutz la'aretz hayakadosh afi uyachid. So Tosfos is saying that from the Sifrei, you don't see any issue that Rashi is bringing up. It's not a problem if the yachid is kovesh. Doesn't need shishimi, but doesn't need kai, so it could be even a yachid, like a yarbe menashe, Tosfos brings in one place, an individual. But the point is, if you're going beyond the borders, it has to be within the time frame that you already did the kibush on the borders. There's the border areas that the mitzvah's kibush is chal. You do that, you drive out Eretz, over the Avodah Zarah from that area, then you go out beyond, and you can also mekadesh beyond. But it's not the chesaron of kibush yachid of Rashi. It's a different bar of kibush yachid. Why call it kibush yachid? The Chartosis is saying not like a new vart asur. It's saying pshat in the Gemara. The problem is not the problem of Rashi said. It could even be a yachid that does it. It's a question of the timing, and it's a question of seemingly the area that you're talking about. The area beyond the allotted area that was mandated for kibush, you can only have that bichal according to my damaloshmei kibush. If it's going to be chal, only if you first finish the kibush on the area that's mandated. So why is it called kibush yachid? According to Rashi, the words are exactly what they're saying. Kibush yachid means the yachid doing it is for yachid. Here, it's not a bad. It could be a yachid. So what is a kibush yachid? What's the lashon kibush yachid? What?
You're not doing it in the way that you were told, and you're doing it, it's megala, you're doing it,
Torah Hatzma. So that's what Tosfos says in Bava Basra. Tosfos tightens the words. Tosfos gets mentioned in Bava Basra as well. Tosfos says, Tap Tosfos in Tzav Tzadi. Ukach korele, kibush yachri, lufisha midaito asa. Right, he calls the Sifrei, Dafko Mashiach Bishu, Bechutz Loretz, Achashiach Bishu, Koheret Yisrael, Lechem Yeh, the David lo Asa Alpi Bezdin, Elamidaito. David did not act based on Sanhedrin, Elamidaito. Meaning, because what would Sanhedrin have said to David if he would have consulted? What would have been their voice? It would have said, you have to wait. First, take care of Yabusi. Do what's within the borders. So the answer is he didn't know the base. And we died to the Kavash Aram Naram Sova, actual Kavash Karat Yisrael. Ulekach, says Tosis at the end, Karule Kibish Yachid. Vishim he died to us. Kibish Yachid means he went on his own initiative. He didn't get the consent because, you know, it was not according to the protocol. Something interesting, though. It comes out like this. There's Amanda Omar Kibish Yachid Shmei Kibish as well. And the term is still a valid term. So in other words, what you have here is not that the Shita of Shmei Kibush says that there's no Tanai, there's no halacha that you have to first go to the area that the Torah delineates for the Kibush, and only then, that's not what, and therefore it doesn't matter. Because if that were true, then it's not Pshat Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush. Kibush Yochet has a definition for Tosfos. The definition is that you did it on your own, and you didn't consult others because you did not get the green light, because you wouldn't. It really was not the way to do it. Kibush Yochet denotes a chesaron of sorts. So the answer is, but Lamaisa, having done it in an improper sequence, what would now be the net result in terms of whether Kedusha would be in doubt on the area or not? That's the Shaila. This is clearly from the Ramban. You see this in the Ramban the Chumash, who also goes with the Sifrei. What you see is it's not a machlokas whether there is such a halacha. The halacha certainly does dictate that there should be first a kibush on Samach HaPatron Shalcha in within the borders, and only then to expand out. The question is, what if you didn't follow that protocol? What if you went out of order, and you went outside the borders? Would this be ma'akev in the chalos of Lochem Yiyah? The Torah gives us the din of kol magzit tiruch kavrag lechem bo Lochem Yiyah, that you can even go beyond the borders, and it can also create the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the Torah is also emphasizing that it should first be done sequentially. Shaila is, if you didn't do it sequentially, does that undo the kibush? Is it no chalos of Lochem Yiyah or afopikin Lochem Yiyah? So therefore, the words kibush yachid retain their meaning regardless, because kibush yachid means that it was not done katorah, it was not done according to protocol, it's his own thing. He's doing it in his own way, kibush yachid, not with the way that it should have been done based on the Das Torah, based on the Sanhedrin, based on it. But lemaisa shmei kibush. What do you see this in the Rabban? Take a look at the end of Akev. And then min hamidbar v'halavanon, let's read the whole pasuk. Again, thinking about Nahar Pras, Dr. Ramban, Chumash Hadas Rabbi Seinu, the Sifrei, Hinehem Shtei Maftachos, Shekol Mokom Asher Yirtzu Lichbosh, the Eretz Shinar, the Eretz Asher, V'Zulasan, any adjoining areas, Yiyah Shalehem, and it meaning Shalachem Yiyah V'Amitzos Kulan, Noah goes behem. All the mitzvahs would be applicable there. Kiyako Eretz Yisrael. You can create now borders of Eretz Yisrael that are beyond what the Torah delineated. Umin hamidbar v'alavanon ve'adayam ha'achron yiagvulchem. So he's teaching that to mean yiagvulchem sha'atem chayavim l'kavsho. U'abid mishamat. Notice, there is this halacha of even going beyond, and it's shalachem yiyah. And then there's the mitzvahs kibush on what I'm telling you that you have an obligation to go and conquer. For the Ramban, the Iker part of the Inyan of Yerusha B'Yeshiva is the Inyan of Avodah Zarah, that we have to can't tolerate Avodah Zarah in our midst in Eretz Yisrael. This is in the previous Pasuk. And he gives us the guarantee, this is the last Pasuk of Ekev, the Pasuk reads, Lo Yisyatzev Ish Bifnechem, no one will stand before you, Pachtechem, Umorachem itin Hashem Elkechem al pnei chol orta shetidruchu ba kashadim elachem. Leftiach, ki lo yisyatzev ish bifnechem, bein be'eretz haniskeres, bein b'chol mokum ha-shetidruch kafragachem bo. Let's read it in the Pasuk. Tell me how you see it. Lo yisyatzev ish bifnechem, pachtachem umorachem itin Hashem Elkechem al pnei chol orta shetidruchu ba. Asher Tidruch Uva is corresponding to Asher Tidruch Kafragachem. So he said, Bifnechem, in the area, I guess you could say, of where the mitzvahs kibush applies, and that fear will be also imposed apnei choas Asher Tidruch Uva. So that's what it means. It's a haftach on both points. You have the siyata d'shmaya in the land that I'm giving you the mitzvahs kibush, and if you want to be mekadesh beyond those borders and next to Eretz Yisrael, it will be chal kedusha. You'll be successful. But meanwhile, the Torah wants it to be sequential. Says the Ramban, umikan, based on this, the language of the pasuk, how it's explained, yotzel b'arseinu hamachlokes b'suria. Shekorin osa kibush yachid atam ki David kavash osa b'ratzo nafsho. Again, the lesson kibush yachid. Of his own desire, shelo shal b'ur mitumim, b'lo nimach b'sanhedrin. He didn't consult ur mitumim or the Sanhedrin, because and that what would he been would have been their instructions to follow the protocol of the chumash. Ki ayechayiv lahorish kol shivas amin b'tchila. The achrichein, that's the new din. V'achinim yirtzo yilach el eretz acheres kasher yiftiach Hashem b'kat. Like the avtocha goes here. The kibush didn't go according to the Torah's protocols. Some tanoim hold lo shmei kibush, and therefore if lo shmei kibush, it's not chal kedusha. V'dino b'mitzvus kedin chutz laretz. So it doesn't have any din of Eretz Yisrael gavi mitzvus hatuiz baretz. The kachi shnei b'sifrei. Umiksasam yomru b'talmud. The other shita is the shmei kibush. What's the word of Shmei Kibush? It's called Kibush Yachid, right? It was Shiloh Katorah. It was Beratzo Nafsho. Lo Shoal, and he wouldn't have gotten the green light. But what's Shmei Kibush? Ki Afal Pi, but do you can remember that? Afal Pi Shiloh Nasa Keseda. Keman Shaholach Sham Vikavsha Niskayim Bo Lachem Yev Eretz Yisrael. This is for Petosis, based on the Sifrei and based on the Ramban here, this is the Machlokes. If he goes ahead and does it, not the way the Torah sets it up, but there is a mechanism the Torah gave us, that this Chal and Inyan of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael on lands beyond the borders, but if you don't go Keseder, would it still be the Yavid, would it still be, so to speak, Chal, the Metzias is Lachem here, or no? It's Ma'akiv in the actual ability for the Kiddush to happen. So this is according to Tosfos, and it's obvious, therefore, for Tosfos, the entire issue, by definition, is only relevant for area like Suryam, the Metzias, and that's the Lovdus, both. Both in the Metzias, that's the whole discussion. The definition of Kibushachim means you're talking about the lands beyond the Mitzvahs Kibush, and the Vart is, because the Torah gives you the status that could come about through the Kibush, but the Torah also tells you how to do it, and you went out of order. So that's the shayla. If in Lemaisa, if it will be chal, according to Rashi, nothing to do with it. It's even within the borders itself. If the kibush al yidei ayachid l'tzorach ayachid, that it can't be chal even on the land of the arts. So nidal avram and what the Torah tells us to do kibush, it can't according to that madamer. It can't be a kibush because it was a kibush al yidei ayachid. But the Ramban and Fetosis, based on a sifrei, it's halacha in the special din of lachem yia, whether it's chal anyway. Where does that leave the Rambam, Rav Bosei? Questions? Yes, Abby.
I'm supposed to say for Rashi that he agrees with the Sifrei.
Awesome. Good question. Good question. I would say a little different. How is Rashi going to deal with the Sifrei? What do you think? Hold the thought. Natan?
When Rashi says Alpi Hadibor, maybe that refers to David didn't do it Alpi Hadibor. Maybe you said that refers to not doing it.
Suddenly Rashi says two words and he means a whole other
shot. What else does Alpi Hadibur mean?
I would say like this. The Inyan of the Sanhedrin, the Hadibur is the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin means it's Kal Yisrael doing it. David, it's not called Kal Yisrael. They're the Kal Yisrael. We see this in the Rambam too. They're the voice of Kal Yisrael. So, for Rashi, that is the issue. It was Yachid doing the war. I don't think Rashi's meremes to a whole other thing. What would Rashi do with the Sifrei? What do you say? What do you think?
So, in Yeshua, Rashi quotes the Sifrei. So, in Stoma, it sounds like Rashi agrees to the Sifrei, just he thinks of it as an Eitzah versus being Ma'aki if you don't do it.
Say better.
I was going to say that Ramban is saying for the other Ma'am.
I say better. See, we had to figure out He had to quote a Lashon HaTosfos in Baba Basra. How to fit the Sifrei's understanding of the problem of Surya into the words Kibush Yachid, right? But at first glance, how does it sound from the Gemara? What does Kibush Yachid mean?
Individual.
That it was an individual, it wasn't Kol Yisrael together, it was not Litzarech Kulam. So Rashi will look at this and he says, there's a machlokes between the Gemara and the Sifrei. What was the deficiency in Surya? What was the problem in Kibush of Surya? Why is it not necessarily for sure Eretz Yisrael? Why might it not have mitzvahs to his baritz? So for the Gemara constantly uses the phrase Kibush Yachid, Shmeikesh Rashbi. So for the Gemara, the problem is defined as Rashi reads it. It was a Yachid doing the Kibush for the sake of a Yachid. It wasn't for the Rabbim. It wasn't a Rabbim's Kibush. That's what the words say. The Sifrei doesn't look at that as an issue. The Sifrei says the issue with Surya is not Kibush Yachid. It's an issue of Seder HaKibush. See, for Tosis, we're going to have to say, and the Ramban is more or less saying that as well, that this is the notion of Kibush Yachid is the problem stated in the Sifrei. For Rashi, we say that the Sifrei is Cholik on the Gemara. The Sifrei is also Tanoim. So the Gemara had one way of understanding the Chesaron of Surya, the way that the word suggests, Kibush Yachid, as Rashi explains it. And the Sifrei had a different way to understand Surya. And that's the Sifrei's description of the Chesaron of Surya. Rashi, you say Rashi quotes this in Sefer Yehoshua, good. So Rashi there is quoting the Mokar and Chazal, that the problem of Surya was the problem that the Sifrei states.
I'm saying in Yerushua it doesn't quote, it doesn't say anything about Surya, but I'm saying based on what Rabbi said, so then when quoting the Makar for the ability for us to be able to conquer extra land, so then Rashi quotes the Sifrei just as a Makar for us to allow.
Oh, no, so that's fine. Hakom Modem that there's such an idea of Lachem Yiyah.
Yeah.
No, so that's fine. That's nothing. Yeah. That's no, let's not depoli that that's correct. The question is, does the Surya fall into a problem in terms of the fact that he went Shiloh Kesedah? And is there such a halach of Shul Keseder? And that was the problem of Surya. The Sifrei clearly learns. That was the critique of David. The Ramban and Tosfos are putting that into the notion of Kibush Yachid and the Machokas, whether Shmei Kibush or Shmei Kibush. Rashi will say that the Sifrei has one take on what the problem of Surya was, and the Gemara always calls it Kibush Yachid. That's because it's a different word, a different pshat, a different way to understand the problem. Now the Ramban. Okay, now that we roll up our sleeves, take off our jackets. Right, read the Rambam, okay? Zat the Rambam. Hilchos Trumos Perek Aleph. Let me just get a little frame of reference here, just to start at the beginning of the parak, just to get a, because we'll get, the Rambam can refer to this. Trumos v'maisris are only knowing min ha-Torah be'eretz Yisrael. Bein b'fnei ha-bayis v'shol b'nei ha-bayis. It's no way the Ram holds in Eretz Yisrael, Midaraisa, Chiddush of the Ram, even Shalom B'fnei Abayis. Nevi'im Hiskinu, there's different halachas of areas of Chutz La'aretz Gavi Meiser. There's a Dindra Abanan, first he says Takanas Nevi'im, that it's applicable also in Eretz Shinar, which is Babel, because it's next to Eretz Yisrael. So they said, even though it's Chutz La'aretz, you have to be Ma'aser there as well, and people live there, a lot of Jews live there, fine. Vacham HaRishonim Hiskinu, another Takana of Meiser, Ishinoa goes up Eretz Mitzrayim, over Eretz Ammon, Umoav, Mishem, Smivus, Eretz Yisrael. So it's a din maisa drabanan on certain areas adjoining Eretz Yisrael. But that's not to say it has any quasi status of any kind of Eretz Yisrael. It is chutz la'aretz, but there's a din to take off maisa. That's halacha aleph. But the din midaraisa is clearly Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael ha'amur b'chol makom. What is Eretz Yisrael by definition? He ha'aratzos. Shekovesh Osan Melech Yisrael, the king, O Shofet, also status of leadership, O Navi, Midas Rov Yisrael, with the knowledge, awareness, with the go-ahead of Rov Yisrael, that's called Eretz Yisrael. The Kibush was Midas Rov Yisrael, the Zehu HaNikra Kibush Rabin. That's called Kibush Rabim, and that's what Eretz Yisrael, it means to have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for the mitzvahs. Avo, Yachid mi Yisrael, O Mishpacha, O Shevet, it could be a Yachid, it could be a family, it could be a Shevet, but it's not Kol Yisrael, it's not the Melech, Midas Rov Yisrael, it's a Yachid, a Mishpacha, a Shevet. Shahochu bekavshu la'atzman. Makom. Some area. Afilu min ha'aretz shenitna la'avram. Even within the, what was promised. Eino nikra eretz Yisrael k'de sheyinigo bo kol ha'mitzvos. So the definition of eretz Yisrael is, has to be a kibush rabin. The Rambam is learning kibush yachid seemingly aderachu. Aderech. Rashi. And the Rambam is paskining kibush yachid is Shmei Kibush or Lo Shmei Kibush? Lo Shmei Kibush. Clear. Okay. Keep this in mind. The Ram continues. Mipnei Zeh, now listen to what he says now. Mipnei Zeh, Cholak Yoshua Ubeis Dino Ko Eretz Yisrael L'Shvatim. This is why Yoshua Ubeis Dino was Machalek Eretz Yisrael to Shvatim. V'af al pi shelo nichvisha. Even though the land was not yet finished. This is quite honest. Interesting. This is, oh, mamish, I'm like a hefech of Rashi. So that it not be viewed as kibush yachid when every shevet takes his chelik. Now, what does this mean? L'chayra is a pele. What does the Rambam mean? The Rambam is explaining kibush yachid, and he's paskin, it's not shmei kibush because it's not the rabbim, it's not midas rov Yisrael. And the Rambam says that's why Yeshua did the chiluk first, and then kibush took place. Shvatim took their shvatim. What does that mean? To the contrary, we saw the mashmos in Rashi was that the kibush kodem chaluka is called kibush of a rabbin, and we have to justify how you understand those shvatim that took afterwards. But understand the Rambam is saying the opposite. So what's the word? What's pshat the Rambam? Natan. No, because the Rambam is telling me that's why the chiluk had to be done first.
Meaning that it all starts.
So I. What?
Instead of just not splitting up and having all the shvatim fight their individual wars, he did it as a nasi on a nasi level.
So good. So you have to be medayik well in the Rambam, are you?
Yeah, I mean. He just walked out, but he pointed out in Seder that Rashi never actually uses the word. Rambam didn't use the word kibush yachid in the first description.
He says Avo Yachid b'Yisrael a mishpacha o'shevet.
But before he said that, this is a nikra kibush rabin. You expect Rambam saying, and this is described as
no, but that's the foil. That's the contrast. That's why Yeshua needed to do it the way he did. There should be kedei shalotia kibush yachid. He says kedei shalotia kibush yachid.
Oh, that's already at the end.
Meaning, I'm saying
that's already when he's switching to the other four.
No, but
the Rambam.
But he's clearly trying to say the Yeshua was a kibush rabin, and what made the kibush rabin a kibush yachid? Because it was a chiluk was done first. Kemedumali that the answer lies in the words of the Rambam. Mipnei zechok Yoshua ubeis dina. What's the Rambam doing? Every word in the Rambam is precious. What's ubeis dina? What is the Rambam bringing in a beis dina? What does beis dina mean? When you say you need Rov Yisrael, what does Rov Yisrael mean? You can do a survey. You're going to send out a survey to every individual, and then you're going to get statistics, and you'll see a majority say we're good with this. And then that's called kibush rabin. What's the mahalach? How do you know the das rov Yisrael? Where do you look? Where do you go? The Beis Din. Beis Din are the representative body, the nitzigim of Klal Yisrael. So this is what the Rambam is trying to show you is the following. The Rambam is saying that if a shevet, a mishpacha, or a yachid go on their own, it's kibush yachid. So then the Rambam has a problem. How can the pasuk say in Sefer Shoftim, the Asher, and this one, and the Yehuda, they're coming afterwards and taking their chelek? This is a shevet. A shevet means they come and take their that's kibush yachid. So what is that? What makes that kibush rabin? The answer is because Yoshua ubeis dino made a chaluka, which basically says you shevet, you are now apilel yisav v'nachal. You have now this to take. See, this is yours for the taking. So when they take it, they're doing it al pi the chaluka of Yoshua with the go ahead of the Sanhedrin. That's called kibush rabin. Because their kibush is, because it was after the chalukah, it was, the chalukah was basically giving them the green light to go in and seize it as theirs. Look at the lashon of Rambam Hilchos Melachim. I also gave you that lashon. That's why I'm showing you the Shua Beis Dino is mamish, that's the word. Meduik in the lashon of Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perkei Alachavav. Kol ha'aratzos, shekoyfshin Yisrael, b'melech, Al pi beizdin, harei ze kibush rabim, v'harei hi keret Yisrael shekavash Yisrael chol davar. But here the Rambam is going to tell us that other tonight that we'll see with Gabi Surya. We'll come back to this. But the Rambam says, Melech al pi beizdin is kibush rabim. So the Rambam here is telling us you needed Yoshua to do the chiluk so that the Shvatim are going to be taking it al pi beizdin. And that's where the Rambam is defining kibush rabim to be al pi beizdin as opposed to taking it for yourself on your own. So the Rambam is looking at the definition of kibush yachid, defining the term whenever you see it in Shas. It's al derech Rashi, tweaking slightly, but al derech Rashi, right? But now what about Surya? Here we're going to have the problems how to work the Rambam into the Surya by us. Because what is the problem? So Rashi would say the problem of Surya is that David was without Shishim Ribo, without the Sanhedrin, it was himself. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam plugs into David the problem of the Sifrei. So let's first read the Rambam for himself, then we'll deal with how to fit it with the Sugya. Yehuda, yeah.
I was going to point out that the Rambam I'm talking about, David says he had it with the Das.
Correct, correct. In other words, here is where the Rambam and the Rashi part ways. And this is where the Sugya is going to be difficult for the Rambam. But first, let's see the Rambam for himself. Then we'll have to figure out how to miyashiv the Sugya. But the Rambam learns Pshat and Kibush Yachid, defining the terms, not to put into Kibush Yachid this Mahalach of the Sifrei. It's the part of Rashi. But then where does David's conquest of Syria fall short? Zok the Rambam. Halacha Gimel. Ha'aratzos shekavash David chutz le'eretz Kenan kigon aram na'arayim v'aram tzova v'achra v'kayotz be'en. He fits perfectly the criteria of the previous halacha, rabbis. Melech Yisrael, the alpi based on God alayyosa. So the definition of kibush yachid, kibush rabin perspective. What is David? A kibush of what? Rabin. Hayyosa. Right. Even though alpi gets hayyosa, ain't on ketzel l'chol davar, v'lo kachutz l'aretz l'chol davar. It's not kibush yachid Yisrael. And it's not lechutz lezuchol davar kigon bavo mitzrayim. Bavo mitzrayim might have a din of meiser because of the takanas, but it's a total chutz laaretz. Rather, what is the status of Surya? Eliyatsu mechal chutz laaretz. They left the status of chutz laaretz. V'liyos neretzel lo yigi. Why? Why? Why did it sort of be in the middle? Why is this twilight zone? It's not quite zone. It's not quite chutz laaretz. Mipnei ma yardu ma'al says, why can't it be fully Eretz Yisrael? Mipnei shekava shoysam kodesh yichbosh ko Eretz Yisrael. He did the conquest of that those areas before he finished the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Elanisha b'mishivam. The shivam was still remaining within the borders of Eretz Yisrael itself. The ilu tafas ko Eretz kenan ligivulosa tchila. Had he first taken the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael completely, the achakach kovash Eretz Yisraelos hayakibusho kul keretz alchol davar. But no, he did this before he completed the kibush of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz kovash davar dihena nikren surya. So suddenly the Rambam reads the problem of Surya as specifically not the chisaron that he painted before of kibush yachid, namely a kibush alo al pi beizdin, a mishpacho shevet, that means it's not the klal Yisrael that are waging the melchama. It's a yachid, it's a shevet, it's a mishpacha. But David wasn't that way. David was a kibush, it was a melech al pi beizdin. But the problem is the sifrei. So the problem of the sifrei is the problem of Surya. And the reason why Surya is this status of quasi Eretz Yisrael but not fully Eretz Yisrael is because of the problem of the Sifrei. But that's not the meaning of a kibush yachid. It's two different inyanim. The kibush yachid problem, al derech Rashi, more or less, and David doesn't have that problem. David's problem was the Sifrei. Sounds very geschmack in the Rambam itself. But what's our difficulty? What's our difficulty? Why are we sweating? No? No? What? Gemara says that the Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara says that which Surya is Keretz Yisrael, and that it's Shavuot itself, Shavuot, and Gemara says it's Chayv Tumas and Maisus Midoraisa because Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. Manyan Zalazet. Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush has nothing to do with David. Surya is not about the Kibush Yachid issue, it's about the Sifrei. So what, how do you read the sugya? How do I read the Gemara? Now, stam interesting. Okay, Natan, go.
I was going to say that the Ram side of Halacha is Kinkin Kibush Rabin as having all three of those things.
The Ram Hilchos Malachim. Let's go back to that halacha. Kol haratzos shekovshim Yisrael b'melech al pi beizdin. Melech al pi beizdin. What do we call that? Harezeh kibush rabin. And what would that be identical to? Harei he carried Yisrael shekovshim Yisrael davar. So any melech al pi beizdin is kibush rabin like Yeshua, no problems. But one little t'nai. What's the t'nai? It's not a t'nai within definite v'hu. Make sure one thing you have to be careful about. That's because otherwise there'll be the other problem of the Sifrei. So provided you don't violate the other condition, the Suya problem, you're good to go. So that's the Ram. Ram is just putting that in because that's the... But Lachari, they're two separate issues, right? The Ram just folding it together. Provided that you do a Keseder, that's fine. Any lands, even beyond, but it has to be after Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. But what do you have to make sure it's not going to be a Kibush Yachid problem? So that's where it starts off. As long as those lands that you're going to are Melech, El Pi Beis Din, it's good. Any lands, whatever they are, but make sure it has to be Keseder. But the din of being Keseder is not the din of Kibush Yachid. What does our Sukkah seem to do? Links into issues. Something else, just to notice, the Ram continues. Surya yesh dvarim shehik ben karet Yisrael, halchadalet, yesh dvarim shehik ben kuchutz laretz. Lashon HaRambam, ba'kone bo'karka, ki kone be'eret Yisrael, le'inyan chumas v'mayis v'su shvias, ba'ko b'surya medivei sof. Something interesting. The Rambam actually paskins that chumas v'mayis in Surya are noheg, right? Hakone karka in Surya, kone ba karka, ki kone beret Yisrael, that there's a chiv to rest of the shvias. So now, even more of an interesting question. What does it say in our Braisa that we say it's chayiv, it's like Eretz Yisrael, Le'inyan Ma'aser Shvius. The Gemara says, "Kasava Kibush Achad Shmei Kibush." Why? Even the Kibush Achad Lo Shmei Kibush. The Rambam anyway paskins that is a chiyuv of Ma'aser Shvius in Surya. Midibei Sofer. So maybe the chiyuv here is Midibei Sofer. So what's the raya b'chal, the kibush achad shmei kibush? You see, there's anyway chiyuv midrabbanan. So, the Marie Korka says this, and maybe the Meiri also, that you get the lashon of the braisa. Chayeves betrumas umaisris ki eretz Yisrael. That's the lashon. So it's mashma that the chiv trumas ma'aseh is of what level?
Right.
So that's the chora, the right of the right. That's why the Gemara is assuming that you have to say shmei kibush. How to squeeze with the Rambam shmei kibush we'll see in a minute. But push it in reading it. Interesting. Even if you look carefully at the lashon of Rambam, when the Rambam says there's a chiv midrabbanan, it's not just. It's even that the way Rambam phrases it is different. Hakone b'karka ki kone b'eret Yisrael in Truman. It doesn't say chayeves. It says hakone ba ki kone b'eret Yisrael le'inyan. By the way, what's the marker for the lashon of Rambam? Hakone b'karka. So the marker is the very last mishnah Maseches Chala. Now the lashon of this mishnah is very similar to the lashon of our Braisa. But our Braisa uses that lashon for totally different halacha than what the Mishnah Chala uses it for. We're going to see in the Gemara later. The last thing mentioned in the Braisa that it's Ke'eret Yisrael is Hakone Sada Besuria Kekone Bepavari Yerushalayim. And the Gemara is going to explain on the Hemshecha Amud on the days, Lugabi, the mitzvah of Kosvino of Ono, if you want to purchase real estate in Syria, you can be maker with Amira La'akum for the sake of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means, Hakone Beparvav Yerushalayim, Kekone Besuria, Kekone Par Yerushalayim. The end of Chala says the following, Mipnei She'amru, it talks about Bikurin that was brought from Syria, and it says, Mipnei She'amru, Hakone Besuria, Kekone Beparvav Yerushalayim. The same lashon as our brisa, but what does it mean over here? So, if you look in the Pirush of Mishnayos LaRambam on that mishnah, what does it mean? It means shekona karka besurya nischay b'maisus b'osa karka. So now we understand the Rambam in the Yad. The Rambam is using the lashon of a kona karka besurya kikona pavavi Yerushalayim for purposes of saying Chiyav Maisu Shvius, Allah the Mishnah at the end of Chala. The same lashon happens to find its way into our Braisa for a different halach, of Yishev Eretz Yisrael with Amir Al-Aq. But the Rambam is borrowing from the lashon of the Mishnah in Chala, and he's talking about the Chiyav Drabana. But notice how the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of Chiyav Maisu. Not the way the Braisa uses the way of explaining Chiyav Maisu. How does the Braisa explain Chiyav Maisu? Chayeves the Maisu Shvius Keres Yisrael. That lashon connotes a chiyav maaser shvius deraisa. The Rambam is trying to use a lashon of kona b'suria kikona b'yishalayim legabe or kikona b'eretz Yisrael. Here, as Rambam has it, for din drabana. And I think it's even more meduyik. This is Rav Nachum's diuk. Even more meduyik in light of the sugya daf mem zayin, when the Gemara brings the discussion of yesh kinyan legoy lafkia. Suppose you have a field that has grown to a shear of chiyuv maisvis, and it's biyad nachri, and then the Yisrael purchases it. Does the Yisrael have to take off trumas and maisvis from the field that became, quote-unquote, higia to the shear of chiyuv maisvis, miruach, biyad nachri? Is there a chiyuv for the Yisrael now if it was owned by a nachri at the time that the chiyuv would kick in for trumas and maisus? So the shaila is, yesh kinyan l'nachri lafkia or not? That's the sugya daf mem zayin. So the Gemara brings a raisa that says, Yisrael shalokach b'adam mem zayin, Yisrael shalokach sada me'er v'kechavim, mishayvi ashlish chayeves b'maiser shekfar nischayva. Nischayva in lo nischayva lo. So the Gemara is medayik that only because it was Nischayv Rei B'yad Yisrael does he have to take him from the Maisis. But it sounds like if it gets to the point of Chiyuv Bidei Nachri, there's no Chiyuv. So what do you see? You see that Yesh Kinyan B'yad Nachri Lafkia. And for the Gemara, Hachamayaskinan B'Surya. Because Sava Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush. That's the Sugya Daf Mem Zayin. So because it's Surya, and Meiser in Syria is only Drabana. So therefore, Yesh Kinyan Biad Akum Lafkia, because it's Syria. In other words, the point is this. To say Nischayev, Chayeves means wherever it is. So that would mean that has to be Midaraisa. Syria, all you could say is, you're Kone. Because now you're Kone, Midrabana, you have to take off to Mis. But Chayeves means Be'etzim, the field is Chayev. Ain kinyan lafkia. That means it's Keret Yisrael mamish. So it's not just the lashon Keret Yisrael. It's the whole tochen advarim chayeves, because in Eretz Yisrael the halacha would be that ain kinyan gagoy lafkia. So says Rav Nachum. It's just an extra layer of the diuk of the lashon of the brisa, where the brisa has it. You clearly see kibush yachid shmei kibush, and the Rambam who holds lo shmei kibush, the best he can say is tracking the Mishnah and Chala, which is, you're kona it, you have to take off. But not chayev. Chayev means inherently there's a chiyev on the field, which means there'll be midaraisa too. Okay, that's a parenthetical point. How we miyashiv the sugya, according to the Rambam. That's a big difficulty. How we miyashiv the sugya. The Gemara makes a connect to the din of kibush yachid and says, because he holds shmei kibush, and the Rambam learns that the sugya of kibush yachid has nothing to do with the problem of surya. So why is the Gemara linking the issue? Why do you see in this braisa, if it's chayev midoraisa, chayeves, because it's mekibus. Why? For the Rambam, the two separate issues. Surya is not best to kibush yachid. Surya is about to go katora. David went out of order. The Gemara is connected to kibush yachid to mekibus. What's the verse? How did the Rambam learn the sugya? So there's a lot of ink spilled in this Rambam. We try one mahalach again. I'll tell you Rav Nachum's pshat, which is a very geschmack, very glat. How to be miyashiv the Rambam with the sugya ha-Gemara. Avi, you have a pshat?
It was done right, meaning David Beis Din. Let's see the lashon of the Rambam. It was done right, meaning David did it through Beis Din, and therefore it should have been.
In terms of kibush yachid standards, David was right. David was kibush rabin.
Yeah.
But David's chesaron was that the sifrezish, and yet the Gemara is connecting the issues together.
Yeah, but also, I wasn't going to say that. He did it the right way. It's just the reason he did it, like, he did it before he conquered the Yehushim. It's weird why David would go out of order. Is it possible to say that David only did it not to conquer Syria to make it part of Israel? But he wanted to get rid of, like, the people there as an annoyance that was there before he conquered the Yehushim?
I don't know. You have to be Ma'ayan Tanakh. Well, I don't know. You have to see they started up. He was responding. You have to know. He had reasons to fight, for sure. But Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it didn't lead to full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's the point. And it was a critique of David, as the Sifri puts it. You didn't do close atonement. Are you doing outside the borders? So you see, there was some kind of... And he was wanted to be most of a Eretz Yisrael. What was he thinking? I don't know. But the Rambam says, don't be based in. It was the problem of the Seder. It was not the Kibush Yachid problem. Yet.
We're going to go down the route that just because he originally had a Bezdin's support, but Bezdin obviously wasn't supporting going out of order. So he had their support to go to Milchama, but then he went down the wrong path and started going out of order. Meaning, what does it mean to have Bezdin's Rishus? Does it mean it has Bezdin's Rishus to do whatever you want? Because then
I don't know. It was, how could the Rambam? It was Alpi. Rambam says Alpi based it.
Right. Meaning originally.
Alpi based in Agado Hayaosa.
Right, he consulted with them prior.
Maybe the word is that they told me to go to war, but you should know it won't have the conditions of Israel. That's the point. It was a consent to go to war. It's not an issue of the whether you should wage the war. It's that whether they're waging the war would create conditions of Israel. So it could give them the heter to go to war because he needed to go to war. But if it's Shiloh Kiseder, then it's not going to have the conditions of Israel. Maybe David wanted to have the conditions of Israel. That was where the critique comes in. But the heter to go to war was fine. It was not kibush. I mean, it was from the perspective of kibush yachid, kibush rab. Lamash, I'll ask you the following question. The Rambam says that Surya has midrabanan, hakonis adib Surya, you have to take off ma'aser shvi'is midrabanan. I'm asking you the following question. It's a good litmus test question. Kibush yachid, according to the Rambam, a real kibush yachid problem, would there be a chiyuv ma'aser shvi'is midrabanan? That's the real test here. If we're correct, reading the Rambam, these are two different issues. Nowhere does the Rambam say, and I think it's discussed this question, but nowhere does the Rambam say that a kibush yachid would have a chiyuv drabanan ma'aser shvi'is. What does the Rambam say would have a din drabanan ma'aser shvi'is? Surya, like the Mishnah Chala, hakone, sada b'surya, kikone, that'd be a din, gabi ma'aser shvi'is. Because kibush yachid, it's not. What is it? It's the Shiloh Keseder of David. So, there's totally two different issues. So where is the Gemara coming from to say that in order to understand why there's a Chiyuv Ma'aser Shvi'is, you have to assume Kibush Mei Kibush? David is not about Kibush Yachid at all. It's a Kibush Rabin. So what's the problem with something else? So why do you have to connect to the Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush? The Rambam holds Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, but the problem of David was a Sifrei. And meanwhile, it says Chayav Ma'aser Shvi'is. Okay, so figure out what's the pshat in the Braisa. But meanwhile, what does that do with Kibush Yachid? So, Rav Nachum, if I understand correctly, he says a simple word. He says, V'nir, one little paragraph. Nir de Kavana Saram. I'm reading just one paragraph. I'll read back because you'll hear it explains everything, okay? Chazina da Rambam Svirle, the Beis Hadinim Emes. Both dinim are true. The yachid o shevet shekavshu makam la'atzmam lo chashev keret Yisrael. That's one halach. Ukimokin, Kol Mokim Shenechbash, Kodim Shenechbash, Sharet Yisrael, Lo Chashev Keret Yisrael, and that's why Surya was a problem. Betzarach Bir, Mehechet Teisa, the Beis Adinim, Talia, Bepukta, the Kibbash Yachid. The Nir Kavanah Sarabam, the Hach Dina, the Samachu Paltim, and Loho Rashta, that din that the Sifrei is teaching us, that you didn't conquer closer to home, Nema Rak Bekibbash Rabin, Velo Bekibbash Yachid. That problem is only when you're talking about a rabbin conquering, b'toras rabbin, the rabbin has to go first here and then there, and then outside. M'mei reshaper talyu hachdina b'pukta t'kibush yachid. D'lmad d'sfuri shmei kibush, shaper mahani hach kibush mitoras kibush yachid. Let me try to explain it, what I think he means. Mash'ek l'lmad d'amalash mei kibush, anu tzvichim l'adun d'yahani hakibush mitoras kibush rabbin, u'bazen namar halacha d'samach l'parach l'ol rashli. He's very makatzer. But I think he means like this. If I hold kibush yachid shmei kibush, then the fact that there is a rabbin there, and there is a Beis Din, and it's a Melech, and it's Sanhedrin, and you didn't do according to the protocols of what the Torah wants, cannot make it worse than a Kibbush Yachid that doesn't have such halachas. In other words, within the world of Kibbush Rabim, there's such a protocol. Do this, and then do outside of the borders. But it can't be worse than a Kibbush Yachid. You did something in the wrong way. You should have done first within the borders and then out of the borders. That halacha is halacha b'nogei kibush of the Kal Yisrael. Kibush of the Kal Yisrael should conquer first within, samachu paltrin, and then go beyond outside. So the fact that they are there, if a yachid would do it, a yachid doesn't have such halacha. The Torah didn't give us halacha about a yachid. If a yachid can conquer and it would be chal kedusha and there's no restrictions, so how could the fact that there was also the Beis Din and also the Rabbin, and they did it not the way the Rabbin is supposed to do it, is going to make it any worse than if we were going to keep a Shachin? If the Kibbush Yachid, there was no halacha stated about Samach in this protocol. The Torah spoke to the Kibbush Rabbin. So clearly the Rabbin did it not the way they should have. But it would not be take away the Kedusha of the Kibbush, because let it be working as a Kibbush. Imagine it wasn't the Beis Din, it wasn't the Son, it wasn't the Rabbin. It's no worse than if it would have been the Yachid doing it. So that's what the Gemara would be saying. In order to explain that the Chiyuv is Maaseh Shvi'is is Midoraisa by Surya, even though the Maaseh, they went out of order, the answer is because it's not going to make it worse than it would have been a Kibbush Yachid. Kibbush Yachid should make Kibbush. The Rambam holds Kibbush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibbush. Now it's interesting. Now it comes out something even more interesting. Because the Rambam paskins Lo Shmei Kibbush. And the Rambam also paskins, for example, the third halacha that you can have a goy do Amir Lenachri for the sake of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, for the writing of the Shtar. And Chayra, the Magen Avraham asks, we'll get to this on Amid Beis, that how could the Rambam paskin, on the one hand, like the Braisa, that it's considered Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that you can be Matar Amir Lenachri. If this Bryce is going to Shmei Kibush, then everything seems to go together. The way that Renachem is learning, Mamish, the Pasha doesn't start. Because the connection to Shmei Kibush is not that the Bryce's dinim are predicated directly on Shmei Kibush, and that's why it has a din of Eretz Yisrael, and all these halachas are following suit from Shmei Kibush. The Rambam is free to say Lo Shmei Kibush. The problem of Surya was a problem of a local halach in terms of Surya, in terms of the way that the Kibush was done, the order of the Kibush. But that means it has some din of Eretz Yisrael, but some din not of Eretz Yisrael. It's Yardal Umi Madregas Eretz Yisrael. But the fact that the Braisa happens to Shmei Kibush is irrelevant for the Hemshech HaBraisa. The Rambam can still hold that it has this aspect of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Mir Lenachri is Mutter, because this twilight zone, you can put it where you want. You can. The Rambam is free to hold it. Even if he went Shiloh Kaseh there, it still has certain elevation over Chutz Laaretz. Ad Kedekach, that there's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The Brais Ol Shmei Kibush, that's a different issue. Because if it not for that, then it could not be then the problem of David HaMelech would have prevented it from being, the problem of the Sifrei would have presented itself here. But the answer is, but Lamaisa, it's no worse than Kibush Yachid. So that's the Gemara's linking it to Kibush Yachid. The Ram happens to hold Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush, but it's no reason why he can't also hold that it's the Din of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. All right, so this is one among many Mahalchim to work out the Rambam. Meanwhile, you can look up other Pshatim over Shabbos to try to Yashad the Rambam. The difficulty is clear, right? The Rambam's Shita is kibush yachid, los me kibush. The pshat of kibush yachid is similar to Rashi. The idea is you need Sanhedrin, you need a kibush of rabbin, Melech Yisrael, as opposed to a yachid mishpacha shevet. But David HaMelech had that. David HaMelech was not a kibush yachid. David HaMelech's problem was a sifrei. For Tosfos, the sifrei means kibush yachid midaito. For the Rambam, it's two separate issues. Yet the Gemara still is pinning it to the Braisa, to the shita of kibush shmei kibush. The way we're explaining it, because otherwise, that's why it could be valid, even though he went shiloka seder. And that's a problem that we accept. But it could be no worse than kibush yachid. Kibush yachid would work because it works anyway. So, and you don't have such a tonight by kibush yachid. So if it's shmei kibush, that's why it works. Even though he went shiloka seder. That's why kibush yachid. Yeah.
If it works, you're not dealing with shiloka seder when you say shmei kibush, and what's the Rambam say?
The Rambam holds lo shmei kibush, and therefore the problem remains because it has to work through kibush rabbin. And kibush rabbin has a tanai of the sifrei that has to go kiseder. Therefore, you have a problem. It can be chay midaraisa. But if you hold shmei kibush, then the tanai might be existing. But you could make it worse than if it would have been a yachid. The yachid doesn't have such a tanai. So if you hold shmei kibush, then imagine it wasn't a Sanhedrin. Imagine it wasn't a David HaMelech with Sanhedrin. But any yachid could do it. So, and there's no condition over there by the yachid. So let it work. Mitzad yikibush yachid shabo. That's the chap that he wants to say. Pshat the Rambam. Okay. Thank you.